There are many things that people remember about college. There are so many new people to meet and so many new things to do. Many of these new activities are pleasant.
Name one.
Well, some of them aren't so pleasant either. In any case, it's these experiences that help determine what we'll be like as adults. One of the things I'll remember most vividly about Pacific is the food that Saga serves. I can already tell what I think of Saga to people in a few very short, brief, terse words. I talked to several Pacific students about what they thought of Saga, and here's what some of them said. Ann Smith.
I think it is a complete meal service that offers a wide variety of food, is basically nutritious, and generally tastes good.
Tom Winters.
I love it.
John Sides.
Pretty good.
Russell Rodriguez.
Oh, it's really great. Just love it.
Doug Dick.
I think it's pretty good. I'm on the 14-meal plan, and I get by on 14 meals a week. I'm looking forward to every meal.
Steve Edquist.
I think it's really great.
Frankly, I was surprised at these responses, so I asked these people why. First, Ann Smith.
I enjoy it so much that I've lost 10 pounds since I've been here.
I found Ann's response to be interesting, so I asked the same question to other students. Tom Winters.
It tastes so good. I look forward to every meal.
John Sides.
Well, the food tastes pretty good. Seems pretty nutritious.
Russell Rodriguez.
Well, you just get so much variety. They mix it up all the time. You never know what you're going to get. You know, sort of like a chef's surprise, you know. Very nutritious.
Steve Edquist.
Well, you know, the employees, they try to put their effort and their loving care into making the food that we eat. I think it's really good.
I was surprised to hear so many people comment about the way that the people cook the food at Saga, so I talked to Steve Gabriel, a student here at Pacific who works for Saga Foods, and here's what he had to say.
Well, this is my first year at Saga, and I think the Saga food is pretty efficient. They try their best. They have a certain budget to go by, so they can't get the exact food that everybody wants to have, you know? So they try to get what they can get as far as the budget they have, and they just go on that. As far as working there, it was hard for me because I used to work in the mornings and I'd have to get up like 6:15 every morning and get to work by 6:45, and it got pretty hectic for me. So they put me up on the lunch.
I was pleased to hear that the Saga management was so concerned about Pacific students, and I thought that Steve would be a good person to ask about the quality of Saga food. So I asked him what he thought of Saga.
Meals? Well, I love Saga food meals. I think they're delicious, and I'm pretty sure the students on campus think the same way as I do. I think it's just fantastic.
Greg Harris is one of the outstanding freshman athletes on the Boxer football squad, and I asked him what he thought of Saga foods.
I think they're absolutely fantastic.
I asked him why.
Because they give us just infinite nutrition.
I asked Greg if he thought that Saga foods helped the Boxers achieve their enviable record in football last year.
I believe so.
I spoke to a lot of people on campus about Saga Foods, and Saga has to be one of the most talked about organizations on campus. There's no two ways about it, though. If you go into Saga and are concerned enough for yourself to go for the four basic food groups, the dairy group, the breads and cereals group, the meat and fish group, and the fruits and vegetables group, you'll wind up with a balanced diet. In fact, a balanced diet is almost inevitable if you patronize Saga. After my college career is long over, I'll look back on Pacific, and one of my most vivid memories will be of Saga. I sure know what I think of Saga. What do you think of it?